Every time I come around your city, bang, bang. Pinky ring, heard about bitty, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang.
Bling, bling, a hip-hop slang. It often refers to elaborate jewelry worn and promoted by mainly hip-hop artists. It is the center of a new documentary film focusing on the difficult relationship between blood diamonds, conflict, and the influence of hip-hop music and culture.
What that mean? It look like, nah, later some drops.
You want to show it off.
So he got to have it.
Bling!
Jack. The pimp style, the flash style.
Whatever your reward is your reward.
It's in us to want to shine.
It's not all that glitters is gold.
A lot of people lost lives, families, lost hands, limbs.
People lost their lives. We didn't know that.
So we begin here in Africa with the all-too-familiar theme of civil war.
Audio taken from interviews of artists who appear in the movie Bling. Produced with the funding from the United Nations Development Program, the film features popular hip-hop artists from the U.S. on a journey to visit Sierra Leone diamond mines and get a feel for themselves on the life and tragedies that involve diamond mining and trade. The objective of the film is to give a face and voice to the thousands of diamond diggers who toil each day in the mines and often don't receive their money's worth. Kanye West, a popular hip-hop musician who sheds light on the issue in his music hit Diamonds Are Forever, says that the irony surrounding the bling culture escapes many in the U.S. and other developed countries.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might deserve.
Just ironic that what made black people feel so empowered was completely demoralizing and destroying, other black people.
The artists visited slums and amputee camps. They were surprised at the plight of the people who were affected by the war, funded mainly by blood diamonds. Paul Wall, a Texas rapper who popularized the grill's image of diamond-encrusted teeth, was shocked at what he saw.
What it do, baby? It's the Iceman powwow. Yeah. I got my mouth looking something like a disco ball. Yeah. I got the diamonds in the ice out. Hand said I might cause a cold front if I take a deep breath.
The way I grew up was just like growing up with a silver spoon in my mouth compared to this. You know what I'm saying? I grew up rough.
Each of them was touched, but in a different way, and they express it in a different way.
The artists expressed the need for local entrepreneurs to be trained on how to harness their economic potential and get the most for their sweat.
If anybody can teach them, provide them opportunity to cut the diamond, polish the diamond, and mold a diamond into something of value more than just a shiny piece of rock on the ground, then they can, restore the whole nation, man.
The artist also promised to promote conscious consumerism of buying clean diamonds using the power and influence of hip-hop music and culture. For Voice of America, I'm Jackson Funganyi.